Thank you and good morning. While local residents and elected officials work to craft regulations for the cultivation, production, and distribution of medical marijuana, they'll also keep an eye on the state legislature as it works to incorporate regulations for Proposition 64 that allows for personal possession and cultivation as well. State lawmakers, led by State Senator Mike McGuire, held a meeting with Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper Tuesday to address some of the key issues that must be decided before January 1st of 2018, when the new regulations are supposed to go into effect. Questions surrounding impairment and what constitutes impairment while driving, in Colorado they use a blood test, as well as questions about banking and finance, federal actions with a new administration, and how to keep edibles away from kids were up for discussion. The Legislative Analyst's Office recommends that the legislature wait on making sweeping new regulations that combine medical cannabis with Prop 64 until the number of new businesses is known and many of those questions have been answered. Jordan Christmas has news from the district attorney.
The Humboldt County DA's office announced that 46-year-old McKinleyville resident Sharon Erickson has been found guilty of felony heroin transportation. The case stems from an incident in August of 2014, where a sheriff's deputy stopped Erickson's vehicle in the area of School Road and Central Avenue in McKinleyville, and a search uncovered 30 grams of heroin and a small scale. Erickson will be sentenced at the end of March.
Thank you, Jordan. The driver of a Dodge pickup truck fled the scene of a single-vehicle collision on the Avenue of the Giants on Tuesday evening, and it took until yesterday afternoon for the CHP to track that driver down. 31-year-old Brett Kemp was behind the wheel when he allowed his truck to leave the roadway, where it collided with the guardrail. He then contacted a passing motorist before fleeing the scene on foot. Kemp was uninjured, and when finally contacted by the CHP, he admitted to the collision that damaged his truck. No arrest was made. The sheriff's office held a short press conference yesterday to announce that deputies will now be armed with two new less-than-lethal weapons. Sergeant Justin Broad displayed an air-powered pepper ball gun that shoots small balls of irritant similar to pepper spray and a less-than-lethal beanbag shotgun. Sergeants have been trained in the use of the weapons, and they will be deployed when the use of deadly force can be avoided to defuse a situation or take a suspect into custody. The Board of Commissioners for the Humboldt Bay Harbor District meets tonight, and that will mean that the newest member of the board, Stephen Coleman, will be sworn in. The commissioners will then hear an update on dredging projects on the bay and the options the district has to clear the off-channel and areas around the edges of the bay through future dredging operations. For those groups or organizations interested in submitting an application for Measure Z funding, tomorrow is the last day to turn that application in. The Measure Z Citizens Advisory Committee will soon begin a series of meetings to review the applications and then make funding recommendations to the Board of Supervisors for where the money should be spent. You have until the close of business on Friday to get the application filed with the county. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Supervisor Ryan Sundberg sat down for Talk Shop yesterday, and in a wide-ranging conversation that touched on several topics, one segment was focused on the upcoming fiscal year budget. The county has received plaudits for its implementation of a series of public budget meetings held in each district that gave local residents a chance to bring their ideas and priorities to the table. But attendance at those budget meetings has dropped significantly, and Sundberg said that the process will be different this year. You'll still be able to provide your input. There will just be fewer chances to do so.
Has it run its course? We're getting five people at each one. You know, how much staff time goes into this and how much does it cost us? And so we went through all that with our CAO and decided that we were going to change it up this year. And so what we're going to do is we'll have some satellite budget meetings and then we'll all come back for one big one.
Sundberg did point out one move made by the CAO's office that could drive up turnout for the meetings. Measure S, the cannabis sales tax, will be a part of the discussion.
Because we were trying to find a hook into the budget and how do we get people there? How do we get people excited about it and want to participate? And so they said the Measure S, the cannabis tax, is going to be on this budget and it's going to be, you know, a certain amount of millions of dollars. And we want to know what you think about that and come give your input.
You can listen to Supervisor Ryan Sundberg talk shop and the county budget by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.